Hey everyone, welcome back to Hellhunter Part 2. I'm going to be picking up right where I left off before, so let's get into this.
To the mountain pass entrance.
Right, so we have...
Saving point.
The saving point. I hit the left arrow to get back to the bottom and I just went to the right.
Medical kit. The medical kit is empty.
So, that's already been looted.
Tools. There are many tools used in a lumberjack's job. Pot hanging over fire. Toolbox.
I'm going to skip that intentionally right now because that's what triggers the next scene.
The box is typically used to store other tools, but now Elian has to take care of his needs. Bed. The bed of the owner. It's not necessary to use it. To the mountain pass entrance.
Right, so...
Pot hanging over fire. Elian gets a bowl and a spoon that he found somewhere in the room and sits in front of the fire. It's warm. Finally, he can get dry and eat something. The stew is actually delicious. Elian puts the pot away and falls asleep in front of the fire in no time. In the middle of his sleep, the sound of dragged chains, followed by a terrible voice, wakes Elian up just in time to avoid a deadly punch from an unknown creature. He has the appearance of a golem, but the shape is one of a humanoid of massive size. The body is metallic. Some broken chain is still attached to his body, making that creepy noise with each step. Rather than a robot, it's more like a construct. However, Elian must get ready for the battle. But a monster like this seems immune to attacks. He must consider a retreat. To escape when Elian can't win, he has to dodge the attacks until he manages to escape. The battle begins.
So this is our new enemy. Or actually the main antagonist of this game, really. I'm just gonna dodge these attacks. I hate this part. This thing is irritating as hell. So just keep dodging it.
Manages to escape. The battle ends. Press control to continue. No matter the weapon, that creature seems invincible, and his blows are devastating. Elian is forced to run away.
So I'm just gonna hit the left arrow.
Tools. Medical. Saving point. To the mountain pass entrance. You have reached Mountain Pass entrance.
And hit the left arrow.
To the Mountain Pass.
To go here.
That being is quite fast, and the path is steep. On top of that, thorns and roots are along the way, and they're actually monsters. The worst type of combination for Elian, considering he's trying to escape. You have reached Mountain Pass, northeast. Man-eater roots. Battle begin.
There we go. Get rid of that.
The battle ends. Elian gains one punt.
And we got this thing to fight
battle
again.
Begins.
Now, I think for a lot of these areas, if you start off by moving to the left, you can skip a lot of these enemies. Not always, but most of the time. So I'm just gonna dodge this thing. This thing is just irritating.
Manages to escape. The battle ends. Press control to continue. Bloodsucker thorns.
Oh, come on.
That. The battle ends. Alien. Corpse. Stone pillar.
So there's some stuff here.
Corpse. The skin of this corpse is dried. He's probably been the victim of the monsters, perfectly camouflaged among the environment. Stone pillar. Maybe a monument, or maybe part of a structure. Still, there's no space to build. So Elian leans toward the first option. To the mountain pass entrance. Southwest exit. Elian is getting tired, but that creature seems unstoppable. How can it be? The rocks and the steepness are a problem just for Elian. The distances are getting shorter and shorter. This is not good. You have reached Mountain Pass Center.
So I'm gonna hit the left arrow. Dumping. Oh hell.
The battle begins.
If you do try to hit it, it sounds like that. There's not much point to hit it. Unless you're just angry.
Manages to escape. The battle ends.
Alright, let's
press
see.
Control to continue. Rocks. Those rocks are perfect to block the path, which is already narrow and steep.
There's some rocks here.
Bloodsucker thorns.
Oh.
The battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains 1 Southwest exit.
We're gonna go here.
This is the pinnacle of the mountain pass. Even if Alien proceeds further, it will be just a matter of time before that being reaches him. There's an edge over there. Maybe Alien can lure him there to make him fall. You have reached Mountain Pass, southwest. To the wastelands, northeast edge, four-leaf clover. What a curious coincidence. Alone among the rocks. They say it brings luck. But Elian doesn't believe that kind of stuff. Despite each day having to face countless creatures of the night. Edge of the cliff.
Alright, let's go here.
Elian places himself next to the edge and waits for the monster, which arrives a few moments later. That being rushes toward Elian. Now he has to make a choice quickly. Press the left arrow to jump to the left. Press the right arrow to jump to the right.
Ooh.
Elian is much too slow.
Now,
and before he acts, the creature tackles him. They both fall from the mountain tops. What happened to the monster is not Elian's concern anymore, since he died on landing.
Okay, so... yeah, you gotta...
press the left arrow to load the last saved game.
You gotta...
you have reached Wooden House.
So that's what happens if you don't react fast enough. Let me go ahead and pause this.
Speech mode talk. Audacity.
Okay, so I'm gonna pause this and get back to where I was. That's what happens if you don't react quickly enough. Alright, let's try this again here.
Elian places himself next to the edge and waits for the monster, which arrives a few moments later. That being rushes toward Elian. Now he has to make a choice quickly. Press the left. Elian times his jump just right. The monster misses him and falls from the mountain pass. That should be enough. Elian can finally proceed. He wants to find some people and get some information. But before that, he realizes that the axe can't stay in the sack as it is, or it will be damaged. Maybe there could be a sheath for the axe in that house.
Alright, so that music's gone. Oh, now it's a lot quieter. It's much, much more peaceful. Yeah, that music is really creepy. I'm not sure what those...
broken shotgun.
Oh, there's a...
if the owner of this weapon is under the rubble next to the shotgun, then he's done for, judging by the state of the shotgun. Rubble. It has been caused by a landslide. No one would want to be there when it happens. To the wastelands. Elian still has some business left to deal with in this mountain pass.
So we can't go there yet.
Northeast exit.
Let's see if I can skip these enemies, though.
You have reached Mountain Pass Center. Southwest exit. Northeast.
All right.
You have reached Mountain Pass Northeast. Bloodsucker Thorns.
Ah.
The battle begins.
I didn't want to use my blood vial, but it's alright.
The battle ends. Elian gains one.
So I'm trying to move to the left.
Southwest exit to the mountain pass entrance.
To avoid these enemies, but it doesn't always work.
You have reached mountain pass entrance. Axe. The axe is near the lumber. There's no need for other axes anyway. Watering can. Flowers. Lumber. To misty la- to the wooden ha- to the mountain. To the-
let's go back in here.
You have reached Wooden House. Saving. You saved the game.
Save the game and heal.
Medical kit. Tools. There are many tools used in a lumberjack's job. Toolbox. Actually, the sheath was above the box. Elian had to be very tired yesterday to not notice that. Anyway, Elian gets a leather sheath, and now he's ready to leave the mountain pass.
All right.
Two medic saving. You saved the game.
Oh, Sorry about that. All right.
To the mountain pass entrance.
Let's go.
Extinguished brazier.
Oh, yeah.
The fire is extinguished. Bed.
Just some extra text.
The bed of the owner. It's not necessary to use it. Extinguish to the mountain pass entrance.
Let's go back through here.
You have reached mountain pass entrance. To the mountain pass. To the wooden house. To the mountain. You have reached Mountain Pass, Northeast. Bloodsucker thorns. Battle. The battle ends. Alien gains 110 experience points. Alien gets blood vial.
Oh, I got a blood vial.
Southwest exit.
Let's go here.
You have reached Mountain Pass Center. Southwest. You have reached Mountain Pass Southwest. To the wastelands.
And here we go as we continue on to the next area.
The place is empty. Grass doesn't grow anywhere. There are a few dead trees, and some zombies wander around. Alien sees in the distance a manor. Maybe someone is there. You have reached wastelands.
And here we are. In the zombie wastelands, and possibly one of the most annoying parts of this game. Well, not the most annoying. I can think of one other area that's really annoying, but we'll get to that later. So, let's...
Saving point. You saved the game.
Save the game, first of all. That's important.
Zombie.
And if I move...
The battle begins.
Yes, I'm fighting a zombie.
More than 75% life points.
These things aren't that tough. Alright.
The battle ends.
Zombie's gone.
Alien gains 100.
Okay.
Saving point. You saved the game. Dead tree. In these wastelands, there's no space for vegetation. Maybe some time ago, it was a different story.
Right, so let's keep going here.
Zombie.
Oop, there's another zombie.
Battle begins. The battle ends. Alien gains one.
Alright,
saving
blah.
Dead tree. Water canal. A water canal flanks the manor. That's probably the reason why the owner of the manor would live here. To the mountain part, to the manor.
Let's go here.
Alien knocks the wide and robust double door. After a while, someone opens it. According to his noble looks, it seems like he's the owner. He politely invites Alien to have dinner with him, and he accepts. Before him, there's a huge entrance hall. The furniture is expensive and elegant, as expected. The hall is split into two floors, and a wide staircase with a gorgeous carpet connects them. He goes before Alien. The dinner hall is visible from here, right above the stairs. You have reached manor.
All right.
Entrance hall. Floor zero.
So, here's where things get very interesting.
Typewriter to floor one. Typewriter. On a small table to the left of the stairs, there's a typewriter. Such a weird location for it. Anyway, if Alien had an ink ribbon, he could save his progress.
Now, apparently, there is a way to get that. That's not a red herring. I don't know. That might be something that you get in the post-game stuff, which I'll try to cover.
Entrance door. It's a double door. It has beautiful decorations and is extremely robust.
Right.
The wood is of an excellent quality.
Oh, yeah.
Sealed door. The doors of the manor are already very robust. With the seals applied to both sides, it's just not worth investigating further. To the wastelands.
So that's how you go back out.
East door exit. Alien should follow the owner into the dinner hall. West door exit. To floor one. Typewriter. To floor.
So here we go. Going deeper into the mansion.
After Elian climbs the stair, the owner invites him to enter by the central door next to himself. Elian noticed the presence of some sealed door on the right wing of the hall. When he mentions it, the owner says that it's due to the death of his wife. Her rooms were in the right wing of the manor, but now he can't even stand to enter them, hence the seal. So the owner suggests to tell him his story while eating, since Elian shows some interest. You have reached manor, entrance hall, floor 1.
All right.
Medical kit. Elian finds 2 transfusion bags, which converts into 2 blood vials.
That is very useful. Actually, let me check something here. I'm going to hit I.
You opened the inventory page. 14. Blood vial.
Okay, good.
You open life points. You're back in the map. Sealed door. Medical kit. Elian still wonders about the story of the owner, but he won't interact further with the sealed doors. To the entrance hall. To the dinner hall. East door exit.
Actually, that reminds me now. I have been told in the comments that I should turn down the music volume.
You open game progression. Battle back. 40%. 10%. 10%.
Just because apparently there's some stuff later on that's hard to hear.
Alert sound on quit game.
Which, yeah, I have to agree.
Life point. Instructions.
And I thought there was a way to save your game, but that might only be in the iOS version. I'm not sure what I'm missing, but I thought you could save your game in the menu, but maybe not.
You're back in the west, east to the dinner hall.
All right, so let's go in here.
Elian enters the hall. Another elegant room with a long table oriented horizontally. The whole dinner is already on it. The flavor is very intense and the meal looks excellent. An impeccable cuisine indeed. The owner has already taken his seat. Now it's Elian's turn. You have reached manor, dinner hall.
And I do. I'd say probably once I'm done with this section, this is where this part will end, because this section can take a little bit of time. So just keep that in mind. I'm trying to keep these relatively short, just to break it up into more manageable pieces.
Saving point. You saved the game.
All right, so we'll save here. That has the added effect because of the heartbeat.
You saved the game.
Of saving my game and allowing me to heal.
Table.
There's the table.
The food is very inviting. It would be a shame to let it get cold. Manor owner. Window to floor 1. Saving point. Window. It's dark outside. It would be wise for Elian to spend the night here.
And here we go.
Manor owner. Elian sits down too, and they start to eat. The taste of the food meets the expectation of the flavor. Elian asks the owner what the exact location of the manor is. In fact, this manor is in the middle of nowhere. The closest place in the surrounding area is a harbor village to the east. There's some noise outside. Meanwhile, as dinner proceeds, the owner tells his story from meeting his wife until the last painful moments, although he leaves out details for some parts. Was that a voice they just heard? Anyway, the owner invites Elian to join him in trying the main dish. Elian tastes a piece of meat. Excellent. Elian asks about the dish. The owner is pleased to know that he liked it so much. To him, it's the best. Nothing beats human meat.
Ugh. Oh, shit.
There's a moment of silence. Elian realizes what's happening and puts his fingers in his mouth to throw up what he just swallowed and quickly stands up. The voice he heard was actually not a single one. But it's too late. Now they are an army. An army of moans. Revenants surround the manor. The owner laughs while watching Elian's reaction. He never gets tired of seeing the reaction of his guests. He says that Elian must surrender, since he can't escape. Elian doesn't understand. Vampires drink blood, but usually don't eat humans. Clearly he's not a zombie, but he behaves like one of them. He could be a Nosferatu, a particular type of vampire with undead traits. It would make sense. He's not the only one with a secret. Elian is a Dampier and tells him that he's the hunter, not the prey. The owner suddenly throws the table towards him, making everything fall on the floor. As Elian sees him again, the owner has already revealed his nature. A Nosferatu, indeed. Compared to normal vampires, he's oversized. His skin is thick and gray. One arm is bigger, and his body leans towards it. His balance is not quite stable. Elian is ready for the battle.
All right.
The battle begins. 100% life points.
Yeah, beat the crap out of you, huh, buddy?
The enemy is getting stronger.
Ooh. That was quick. Barely dodged that one. Yeah, this is much easier to play.
Elian is defeated.
Oh, what the hell?
Seems like this is the end.
Oh.
Press the left arrow to load the last saved game.
Hold on.
You have reached mana. Dinner. Saving. Table. Mana owner. Elian sits down too, and they start to eat. The taste of the food.
Right.
The battle begins.
I think it's... Let's see, so I've also been told to count the number of attacks. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's apparently it's 8.
The enemy is getting stronger.
Just to be on the safe side, I'm going to use some blood vials.
The enemy is getting stronger.
Ooh, that was close.
The enemy. The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends. Elian gains 300 experience points. Elian increases his experience level. Elian gets blood vial. Press control to continue.
So he's down, and I do have to say once again, I found this much easier to play on Windows with a keyboard than trying to use it with touch.
With the axe, he opens a hole near the heart. But it will regenerate in time. Before he can react, Elian breaks the unstable balance of his body, and he falls on the ground. As the table is broken and one of the legs is detached, he grabs it, and with all his might, he stabs it into the hole and pierces Nosferatu's heart as if he had used an ashwood stake. The Nosferatu screams out loud, Then he turns into ash. Elian won, but the horde of revenants won't stop. He has to do something.
All right, here's where the interesting part begins.
To floor one. Saving point. Window. Broken table. Everything lies on the floor. What a mess. One bottle is still intact. As Elian expected, the content is human blood. He takes the bottle and transfers the blood into one blood vial. To floor. Saving. You saved the game.
Okay.
Window.
Let's check some stuff here.
You opened the inventory page. 10. Blood vial.
Okay, we're doing okay.
You opened the... You're back in the broken window. Saving point. To floor one. Elian can hear many noises coming from the entrance door. There's no time to hesitate. He must cross this door.
Okay.
Saving point. Window. Saving point. The gem disappeared for some reason. Does only Elian notice these gems? To floor. Saving point. The gem disappeared for some reason. To floor.
So he can't save anymore. It's okay.
As Elian rushes outside the door, he can see the entrance door under external pressure. It must be them. The revenants. Elian saw from the wastelands a water canal flanking the manor. He can escape from there if he finds the way to access it from the manor. That's Elian's priority, but even if that door is very resistant, perhaps he should reinforce it somehow. It could delay their entry. You have reached manor. Entrance hall.
Right, so floor now... one. We have to block the door and then hunt for a bunch of keys that unlock different doors.
Medical kit. The medical kit is empty. Sealed door. To the entrance to the dinner hall. East, west door exit. The knob of this door is broken.
Okay, so we can't go there.
East.
I'm trying to remember.
There's no one inside the kitchen. Judging by the cooking utensils and the scent, the meal has been prepared recently, so it must have been made from the owner. You have reached manor kitchen.
You know what? That's okay. We can start here.
Cooking utensils. Even if they have now been used for dinner and have yet to be washed, it's possible to see the care for the tools. His regard for cooking is not just a passion. It seems almost like an obsession. Cup of tea. From the cup, Elian can smell the scent of cardamom.
Now, if you examine it again...
Windows. Cup of... There's something in the bottom of the cup. Elian finds the jack key and takes it.
So that's important.
Windows. The windows are slightly open to release the smell of human meat. It seems like there's also a ventilation system. Big fridge. Elian senses he shouldn't open the fridge, but he opens it all the same. He regrets it.
Yeah, there's probably...
To floor one. North door exit.
Yeah, this door's locked.
The door is locked.
That's locked.
There's a word carved on it. Night. Cooking to floor one.
So that door requires the night key, which is found elsewhere. So let's go back... to the hallway here. Or the floor.
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. West door. Eat to the dinner hall. To the entrance hall.
And then to the entrance hall. And I believe...
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. Floor zero.
Now.
Typewriter. Entrance door. Sealed door. To the way. East. West door exit.
I believe we want to go here. First of all.
A room with a very long table in the center, perhaps used for meetings. On the right, there's a pendulum clock. The only thing that breaks the silence of this room.
Oh, that's the clock.
You have reached manor, clock room. Table. Aside from some candlesticks, above the table, there's some document relating to the activity the owner did as a job. Left window. Pendulum clock. Left. From here, Elian can see the horde. They are really too much. Pendulum clock. A very old and beautiful model of pendulum clock. It's still working, as if it was new. Blood? What? What is this? Blood. Wait. On closer look, Elian realizes that actually, it's a piece of red fabric. Emblem. There's the family's emblem of the manor's owner. It's on the wall. To the entrance hall. West door exit. Right window. West door exit.
Now, I think...
To the entrance...
I'm going to go back there, but this is not the right way. I want to block that door, because that's important. That would give me more time.
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. Floor zero.
So, this area is timed in the sense that if you take too much time wandering around...
To floor one.
The zombies will break in.
West, east door.
And you will
exit.
Die. Let's go here.
This room is different from the others. It's dusty, and there's some scraps around the floor. No elegance at all. It's possible that the door you see could lead to the cellar, or something. You have reached manor. Quiet room.
All right, so...
Scraps to the underground. Scraps.
Here's the scraps.
Many pieces of iron are scattered in a corner of the room.
Hang on a second. I've got a phone call. I'll be right back. All right, I am back. Let's continue here.
To the underground.
All right, so... Speech moved off. That is locked.
The door is locked.
Let's go to the
right. There's a word carved on it. King.
Yes, that requires the king key, and that's how we get out of here. But we have to get that key.
Scraps. Many pieces of iron are scattered in a corner of the room. Iron bar. This iron bar could fit in the doorknobs of the entrance door. Elian takes the iron bar. To the entrance hall, corpse. He has been bitten to death. From revenants, probably. His brain and many other organs haven't been spared, of course. Anyway, he won't revive as a zombie. As urban legends would suggest, only the bite of a Nosferatu can do that. To the entrance hall.
All right, so let's go back here and use this iron bar on the door.
You have reached manor, entrance hall, floor zero. Typewriter, entrance door. Elian reinforces the door, placing the iron bar between the doorknobs. That should buy him some extra time.
All right.
Sealed door to the waste. East door. West door exit.
Now we need to go...
To floor. West door exit.
I believe back into the clock room.
You have reached manor. Clock room. Right window. West door exit.
Let's go through here.
Elian unlocks the door with the jack key. To the entrance, west door. This room grows in height and is split into two floors. Even in this case, a wooden stair connects them. Despite the quality of the material, it's surely less flashy than the other stairs. You have reached manor, downstairs.
So I'm not sure why I was playing the clock noise there, probably because it was still in the other area and it didn't load this one until that dialogue played. So let's keep going here.
Green plant. Apparently they say this plant has healing properties, but Elian doesn't have any interest or the skill to make use of it. Red plant. Also, they say this red plant combined with the green one can triplicate its effect. Elian will stick with blood vials, though. They're just more practical and effective. To the clock room, to upstairs. Green plant to upstairs.
Let's go through here.
The part above the room is quite narrow. The window has a weird placement. The same wall of the door downstairs and above the stairs. One hell of a job for whoever cleans it. Perhaps the architecture of the manor has been changed over time. You have reached manor upstairs. Bottle. There's a bottle of wine on a small table. Actually, the smell suggests that this is human blood. Elian transfers it and gets one blood vial.
Blood vials? Those are always good to have.
Window. The window is situated in a strange location. Vase. A beautiful and precious vase. To downstairs. Vase.
Now, if we examine this again...
Elian checks inside the vase and finds the night key.
So, you have to do that twice.
To downstairs.
I shouldn't say we, but... whatever.
East door exit. The door is locked. There's a word carved on it. Queen. To downstairs.
Alright, so that's that.
Eat bottle. Eat to downstairs.
Now we have to go back to the kitchen and go through that door and get that key. And then we can come back up here. So...
you have reached manor. Downstairs. To upstairs. To the clock room.
Back to the clock room.
You have reached manor. Clock room. Right window. West to the entrance hall. You have reached manor. Entrance hall.
And now you can hear the sound effects have changed to reflect the status of the door. So they're trying to get in. Obviously the sound will get worse and worse and louder the more they've broken in, so we have to hurry.
To floor one.
Well, not quite yet, but...
west door exit. East door exit.
Pretty soon. So let's go back into the kitchen.
You have reached manor. Quiet room.
Oop, that's the wrong way.
To the underground. To the entrance to the corpse.
I'm going the wrong way. And this is what you gotta be careful of. I'm getting my... look.
You have reached manor. Enter to floor one.
I'm getting my locations mixed up here. I think we go here.
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. Floor one. West door exit. East door exit.
And then we gotta go...
to the dinner. East door exit.
East door, which should take me into the kitchen.
You have reached manor kitchen. North door exit. Elian unlocks the door with the night key. To floor. North door exit.
And here we go.
What a horrible joke for the guests to close the door of the bathroom with a key. Even if probably no one has made it this far until now. The tub is full of water. Maybe he showered off the smell of human meat from himself after cooking.
Ugh.
You have reached Manor, bathroom. Mirror, an ordinary mirror above the washbasin. Toilet, a modern toilet equipped with a drain. Tub, the tub is full of water. Unplug it. Press the left arrow to do it. Press the right arrow to not do it.
All right, let's do it.
It will take a few seconds for the water to be completely drained. Elian stands up and waits for a bit. Battle begins.
Didn't mean to do that. That
the
catches you by surprise.
Faster. The battle ends. Elian gains 150 experience points. Press control. Elian has been taken by surprise by that skinless zombie. It seems like he was hidden inside the shower, and Elian was distracted. In the bottom of the tub, there's the queen key, and Elian gets it.
Alright, so we got that.
Shower. Tub to the kitchen shower. Behind the curtain was the skinless zombie. He didn't make any sound, so Elian let his guard down. To the kitchen.
Stupid zombie. Alright, so now we're gonna go back to the next door, which, as you recall,
you have
is
reached manor kitchen.
Past the clock room.
North door to floor one.
Go through here.
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. Floor one. West door exit.
I'm not sure what the chimes are in the background. That might just be some music. I'm not sure, but definitely means that our time is running out, so let's go.
The knob of this door is broken.
Oop, not there.
East door to the dinner hall. To the entrance.
Entrance hall.
You have reached manor. Entrance hall. To floor one. West door exit.
Let's get through here.
You have reached manor. Clock room. The battle begins.
And the window breaks.
The enemy is getting stronger.
As they're starting to break in. Go.
The battle ends. Elian gate.
Alright, hit the control key.
West door exit.
So the windows are breaking, the zombies are getting in, the situation is getting worse. But we're okay.
You have reached manor. Downstairs. To upstairs. To the clock. Red plant. To upstairs.
Now we go up here and unlock this door.
You have reached manor upstairs. East door exit to downstairs. East. Elian unlocks the door with the queen key. To downstairs. East. After Elian closes the door, he hears the sound of the knob on the other side of the door breaking and falling to the floor. He won't be able to enter here again. So he keeps the door open, just in case. The room is full of plants, and there's a bookshelf as well. What a weird combination.
Yes.
Nearby the terrace, the crows are squawking as if they were mad. You have reached Manor Terrace. Plants. Many types of plants are grown here. Maybe it was a hobby of the owner. Glass panels. The panels separate the room from the terrace. Outside terrace. There's no need to open the panels, just to check outside. Bookshelf. Although Elian would expect some books about plants and gardening, actually most of the books tell many kinds of stories. Suddenly a flock of zombie crows enter inside the room, smashing the glass panels. Elian immediately closes the door from where he came. One room full of zombie crows is more than enough. Bookshelf. One of the books catches Elian's attention. It's entitled Royal Book. To upstairs. Royal Book. There's no time to read the whole book, so Elian takes a look at some line of the story. Jack is guarding the kitchen from the outside. Meanwhile, he's drinking a cup of tea.
Now, this is important. This is basically what tells you how to get all the keys. So if I continue to examine this, you'll get hints on how to get all the keys, which I've done for the most part, except for the last one.
Another line of the story. The knight nervously waits upstairs. He's staring at a beautiful vase.
Right. He got that one.
Some other line. The queen quickly prepares in the bathroom. It's almost time.
Got that one.
One more line. The king has been invited by the queen to the room with a clock. While he's distracted, she pushes him from behind against a secret door in the wall. Then she puts the clock in front of it. Now she can finally meet the knight. King. Clock. What a weird story. It reminds Elian of something.
So let's go
to upstairs.
Back out of here. If I can, I'm going to avoid these crows. I don't want to deal with them.
How in the hell did that reverend jump in the window from outside? In any case, Elian could use it to reach the terrace from the outside. But he needs to hurry. This is getting worse and worse.
All right, so let's...
You have reached Manor upstairs. East door exit to downstairs.
Go down here.
You have reached Manor downstairs. To upstairs. To the clock room.
Actually, this is where I need to go next.
You have reached Manor Clock Room. Table.
And I've gotten more zombies.
Battle begins. The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends. Elian gains 120 experience points. Press control to continue.
And so...
Pendulum clock. Elian pushes the clock to the side and reveals behind it a hidden keyhole on the wall. The queen key matches the keyhole. A small opening in the wall is revealed, and there's a key inside it. Just when Elian is about to get the key, it suddenly floats and flies into the center of the room. Not only the key, most of the furniture too, chairs included, are floating and trying to hit Elian. It must be a poltergeist. He prepares for the battle. The battle begins.
Standard battle. Prepared, this can wreck your day. Not very hard. There we go.
The battle ends. Elian gains 250 Experience points. Press control to continue. When alien cuts a small object, all the others stop floating and fall on the ground. That object was the true body of the poltergeist. Before it disappears, an object breaks the knob of the door that leads to the entrance hall.
No.
Alien gets the king key. He needs to find another route now.
Alright, so...
Broken left window. Table. Pendulum. Revenant.
Ah.
Battle begins.
Stupid zombies.
The enemy is getting stronger. The battle ends.
Alright, so...
Alien gains 120 experience points. Alien gets blood vial.
Thank you for that blood vial.
Blood emblem to the entrance hall. Now that the knob is broken, Alien can't get out of here. West door exit.
So we need to go through here.
You have reached Manor. Downstairs. To upstairs. To the clock room to upstairs.
And then go upstairs, and I believe there's a way through the terrace, if I'm not mistaken.
You have reached Manor. Upstairs. East door exit. The knob of this door is broken.
Oh, wait.
To downstairs. Broken window. Vase. Broke bottle. Vase. Bottle. The bottle is empty. East to downs. Broken. Now that the window is broken, Alien can jump up to the window and try to reach the terrace from the outside. Will you jump? Press the left. Alien jumps to the window, then carefully crosses the outside and jumps to the terrace. Now he's inside.
Right now.
You have reached Manor Terrace. Zombie crows.
Ah.
The battle. The battle ends.
Get rid of that.
Alien gains 130 experience points. Alien gets blood vials.
That's good, I'm getting blood vials.
To floor one. To upstairs. To floor.
So we're gonna take this shortcut to get back to the main floor. So now that I have all the keys.
You have reached Manor. Entrance hall.
Uh-oh.
Floor one. West door exit. East door exit. To the dinner hall. To the entrance hall.
Now.
To the east door exit. You have reached Manor Kitchen.
Oh, crap.
North to floor one. Big to floor.
Hopefully I didn't just waste that. Oh, man. I'm gonna hate it if I have to redo this.
You have reached Manor. Entrance west door east to the dinner hall. To the entrance.
Yeah, it's through here. Okay. That does not sound good, you guys.
You have reached Manor. Entrance floor to floor west east door.
Okay, I'm pretty sure we go in here.
You have reached Manor. Quiet room.
There we go.
To the underground. Alien unlocks the door with the king key. All four keys are now useless. Discard all of them. Press the left arrow to do it. Alien actually finds it illogical to toss the keys somewhere. He could simply keep them, just in case.
So why did you give me the option? Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Stairs lead Alien some meters below ground. That must be the way. There are many shelves in the room, but it's not the time to check details. He must hurry. There is also some skinless zombie. Like the one in the bathroom, they are even stronger than revenants.
Of course we gotta fight zombies.
You have reached Manor Underground. storage room.
Alright, so here we go.
Saving point. You saved the game.
Saved the game.
Shelf one. On this shelf, there are many jars. They are filled with a liquid. And inside, there are many organs from humans.
Ugh.
Skinless zombie.
Oh, that's
battle
nasty.
Begins. The enemy is getting faster.
Go away.
The battle ends. Alien gains one.
Whatever.
Shelf two. Shelf three. Shelf two. This shelf is filled with sealed boxes. Alien can imagine what's inside them, but just doesn't want to.
Yeah, you probably don't want to. You probably don't want to know.
Shelf three. Another stock of jars. There's a mush inside each of them. There's no way to figure out the ingredients.
Brains?
Skinless zombie. Battle begins. The enemy is getting faster.
Go away.
The battle ends. Alien gains one. Hunt to the quiet room. Metal door. To corridor. Skinless zombie.
Oh, come on.
Battle begins.
Don't want to fight this.
The enemy is getting faster. The battle ends. Alien gained.
You're not going to give me a blood vial.
Saving.
Okay.
You saved the game.
Saved the game.
Skinless to corridors. Skinless zombie.
That's a bug. It sometimes prints the... It sometimes lists the enemies as being there when they're not.
To corridor, metal door. The door is locked. There's a small window in the door. Alien can't see a thing anyway. It's too dark. He tries to listen.
Okay, that's just creepy.
To Corrid, skinless saving. You saved the game. Skin to Corrid.
That's just creepy. I don't know what that was.
The corridor is curved. Alien starts to hear the sound of water. The canal might be very close. You have reached Manor Underground. Corridors. Pipes. There are many pipes that start from the floor and continue beyond the ceiling. Probably the water from the canal passes inside those pipes. And maybe they also serve other purposes. Wheel. There's a connection with the pipes. The wheel has something to do with the flow. Water canal gate. Alien can see the canal through this gate. As he's about to open the gate, suddenly, with a tremendous noise, the ceiling in front of Alien collapses. There's a hole. The one who caused it is him. That damn construct. He's still alive. He doesn't even have a scratch. Once more, he speaks the name of Alien's race with his grotesque voice and rushes towards him. What will Alien do now? He has little time to decide. Press the left up. Alien tries to open the gate, but it's locked. A few seconds later, the creature pushes him back a few meters and attacks.
So that was timed, I think. I'm pretty sure if I hadn't done anything, I would have died. And now we dodge this thing. I think I turned the music down. Just gonna dodge this. Dodge.
Elian manages to escape. The battle ends.
All right.
Press can... Elian escapes. Now he has to find the key to that gate. Hole in the ceiling. Just how? He fell from above and landed exactly before Elian. How could that be? Wheel. To storage. North exit.
So let's go through here.
This room is medium-sized. Judging by the coffin, this must be the bedroom of the owner. It's quite modest as a room, compared to the rest of the manor. You have reached Manor Underground. Coffin room. Glass. The glass is full of human blood. Elian puts it inside one blood vial and takes it.
Thank you.
Wall. There's a nail embedded in the wall. A key is hanging on the nail. Elian gets the water canal key. Coffin. This coffin is of the finest quality. The carvings further enhance its appearance. To corridors.
Let's get back.
You have reached Manor Underground. Corridors. North exit. To storage. Wheel. Hole in the sea. Water canal gate.
Ah, crap. Now I gotta fight this thing because I went too far to the left. I hate this thing. This thing is irritating. Doesn't do anything, but makes me feel better.
Elian manages to escape. The battle ends. Press control to continue. Pipes. Water canal gate. Elian unlocks the door with the water canal key. Finally, Elian opens the gate and jumps in the canal. Following the flow of the canal and swimming as fast as he can, he quickly leaves the manor behind him. A choir of soulless bodies announces Elian's departure. He successfully escapes from the manor. When the canal follows another direction, Elian proceeds on foot and marches toward the harbor village mentioned by that Nosferatu. It's finally dawn. And with the help of the sun, he manages to get dry. The village is in sight. It's a very remote village. Suburbia is still far from here. It sounds like a typical location to draw tourists from all the world, especially the ones interested in urban legends and myths. All Elian needs is a boat to leave that damn thing behind and catch his breath. You have reached Harbor Village. Entry.
All right, this is where I'm going to stop.
Saving. You saved the game.
There's a saving point that heals me. Let's check some stuff here.
You open life point. Instruction. Game progress. 31%.
So we've made a little bit of progress.
Battle back. Alert. Quit game.
I'm going to quit here.
Exit game.
And that is going to do it for part 2.
Speech mode beeped. Speech mode talk.
So hopefully you guys are enjoying this. And until next time, you guys take care.